Blog Talk Radio.
Don't move that radio dial any further, because you're at the right station at the right time and at the right place. Welcome to the biggest 3-day weekend online. You're listening to this marvelous radio show, brought to you live on Blog Talk Radio. We're online, online, right here, right now. So sit back, relax, and listen and enjoy. And now, welcome to the show.
Yes, it is. It's marvelous. And here is your host, the D-Man, Derek Barrett, here for a wonderful, wonderful special episode, special broadcast of the It's Marvelous Radio Show. I'm going to go ahead and start with a little bit of old school.
Strike, hit it for you, good help, but I won't strike if you shut.
Hey, yeah.
Yes. That was the classic hit Express Yourself by the newly inducted Hall of Famers, the rap group NWA, Express Yourself from their critically acclaimed album, Straight Outta Compton. Of course, you know, they just been inducted to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame earlier this year, so I'm proud of them. Oh, yeah, I think it may have been last year, I'm not sure, but they're just recent inductees. I know they inducted Janet this year, Janet Jackson this year, who gained $500 million. But that's a whole other story. Also, Tupac was possibly put posthumously inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame earlier this year as well. Anyway, aside from that, welcome to this marvelous radio show program. This is your host, Derek Barrett. Maravilla is on assignment. She's, getting some things done to improve our show. I know we've been really scarce with our programming right now due to, certain things, electronic things. You know, it just doesn't happen overnight, unfortunately. Of course, today is April the 30th, 2017. Of course, I know I advertised on our show this weekend was the 25th anniversary of the 1992 LA riots, and let me see. I think I remember watching. I think I had a sample of the. I think I actually had a sample of. It was a '90s clip of. It was from Paul Mooney. Paul Mooney, who is a famous critically acclaimed stand-up comedian. He worked with Richard Pryor. Co-wrote. Some of Richard Pryor's greatest jokes from his albums, especially Which Way Is Up. Well, no, that's not the movie, Which Way Is Up. Richard Pryor Live in Concert. They've been friends until his death, Richard Pryor's death in 2005. He brought in, did a couple of comedy albums himself. And here's a clip about the L.A. riots back in 1992. This is Paul Mooney. If you have some kids in the audience, you probably might want to cover their ears or let them watch something from Nickelodeon because it's not for small ears. But anyway, here's a clip from Paul Mooney talking about the L.A. riots.
Oh, who's that? I got up there. I passed message. I said, burn this motherfucker. All this shit. I'm gonna tell you about the white folks told the soldiers, don't leave a TP standing. Cause that ride was deep, wasn't it? You saw it on TV. What they think niggas was gonna do when they heard the verdict? What they think? That niggas gonna eat a piece of chicken and go to sleep? Not guilty. Nobody don't get nothing. Brother, give me the matches. Everybody get to go home? Sister, tap the rags, put some bathroom in that box. Niggas tore shit up, okay? Okay, niggas went fucking off. I'm getting up in our faces some bullshit. Trump, all that bullshit everywhere. We made people go crazy. That is the two rides, so I know what's up. First ride, niggas was on our own. Second time, the Mexicans helped us. I gotta give it up to the Mexicans. Yes, motherfuckers, fucked up. That's crazy. It's not this way. Steven, I'm so bad. They killed Martin Luther King. And I love y'all.
Rodney King, motherfucker, Rodney King. Thank you, Raymond Rogers, for that clip of Paul Mooney talking about the LA riots. Anyway, to talk about. Ironically, this day, April 3rd, this is also the day where the last of the American troops and the American embassy left Saigon, and which basically ended the Vietnam War. I didn't know whether or not to either. I didn't know whether to play NWA Express Yourself or the song 19 by Paul Hardcastle. If anyone knows, that was that hip hop song talking about the Vietnam War, which was basically just some drum beats and, you know, played through a documentary. But it was a good hit for its time. It was quite creative at that time, you know, back in 1985. But as far as the LA riots, it was no joke. It was no joke at all. This is from Wikipedia. The 1992 Los Angeles riots, also known as the Rodney King riots, South Central riots, the 1992 Los Angeles civil disturbance, or the 1992 Los Angeles civil unrest, or the Los Angeles uprising, were a series of riots, lootings, arsons, and civil disturbances that occurred in Los Angeles County, California, in April and May of 1992. The unrest began in South Central Los Angeles on April 29th after a trial jury acquitted four officers of the LAPD Los Angeles Police Department of the use of excessive force in a videotape arrest and beating of Rodney King. It then spread throughout the Los Angeles metropolitan area as thousands of people rioted over a six-day period following the announcement of the verdict. Widespread looting, arson, and killings occurred during the riots. Estimates of property damages that were over $1 billion. Order was only restored after members of the California Army National Guard, the 7th Infantry Division, and the 1st Marine Division were called in to stop the rioting when local police could not control the situation. In total, 55 people were killed during the riots, more than 2,000 people were injured, and more than 11,000 people arrested. The LAPD chief of police at that time, Darrell Gates, who had already announced his resignation by the time of the riots, took much of the institutional blame. Yes, that was a lot of things going on at that time. And it said, you know, and it had and it talks about the background of it, where it basically started on the evening of March 3rd, 1991. Rodney King and two passengers were driving, and then they were stopped by the LAPD. And, well, you pretty much know the rest of that story. I wish I could go more into it, more in-depth into it, but it's, you know, we only have a 30-minute show, unfortunately. I just want to know, have we changed a lot in the last 25 years? Because in the 25 years, I mean, the only thing that has changed since Rodney King in the 1992 LA riots is that more people carry cameras now, most of them in their phones now. Cameras are much more smaller. Matter of fact, both civilians and cops carry cameras now. They even have even the police department. Our sheriff's department carry cameras right now along with them in their gear. So just in case something goes down, they won't incriminate each other, I guess, so to speak. I guess a lot of law enforcement have it. I guess if there's anything that have changed since the Rodney King beating and since the riots 25 years ago this weekend, I think that's pretty much is that more people carry cameras right now. Instead of worrying about Big Brother, we got little brother, little sister, and little brother, and little sister's cousins as well. Well, those of you listening to from our Middle Georgia listeners, this is the It's Marvelous Radio Show, hosted by yours truly, Derek Barrett, aka the D Man, Mr. DB. Of course, you know, we haven't had that many because, well, for one thing, I've been so busy, and plus I'm still putting on the final touches of my film, Eat Chips and Die, a documentary about the Sammy Junebug Davis shooting that happened back in 2012, 5 years ago. Well, it will be 5 years ago in December. Please keep my fingers crossed and a whole lot of wishes and prayers that I'd be able to have it out in theaters or at least on Hulu or Netflix or someplace by the end of the summer, end of this year. Just want to say hello to all my Central Georgia people. Hello, how are you doing this wonderful Sunday afternoon? It's 6:49 p.m. Eastern time, Eastern Daylight Savings time. You're listening to the It's Marlon's Radio Show right now. It's 85 degrees with wind 7 mph winds right now. Humidity is 54% with a low of 70 degrees tonight. The high was 86 degrees earlier, so it went down just a little, just 1 degree. So it's pretty much going to hit 70 degrees sometime tonight. For tomorrow, Monday, the high is going to be 77 degrees with some partly cloudy and some thunderstorms with a low of 54 degrees. Just want to let you know for those who are listening in Central Georgia, particularly my hometown, Macon, Macon, GA. I know this has been a long time since we last had a broadcast. I think the last broadcast that we had here on the It's Marvelous Radio Show, it was basically about almost a year ago, a little more than a year ago, because we had a special one last year about we had a special programming, Remembering Prince, because it's hard to believe it's been over a year since Prince has passed. And speaking of which, they had a special program that they had in Macon during. They had a whole lot of Prince memorabilia they were selling at the Pan-African Festival last year. And matter of fact, this past weekend, right today as well as yesterday, we had the 2017 Pan-African Festival this weekend, as a matter of fact. I hope a lot of people from Middle Georgia got a chance to check it out, check what they had over there. They had great, great food there. Smelled it from a mile away. Also, I just want to give a shout-out. Before I give a shout-out, there have been a lot of people besides the Prince that have passed away, of course. Of course, you know, Debbie Reynolds, who's the mother of Carrie Fisher, who played Princess Leia in the Star Wars movie franchise, who, by the way, also passed away last year. Matter of fact, they both passed away a day apart from each other, mother and daughter. But I did mention some people that were a part of who passed away earlier. Don Rickles, a great, great comedian, very controversial because he did a lot of insult humor. He just ticked off a lot of people, but he had incredible timing. And that was but I have to admit though, contrary to what his jokes were talking, compared to his jokes, he was a very nice guy according to a lot of people. Despite his insult, he was a very charming, very nice, nice person. Very nice person. It was really good. Yeah, he was a really good guy. He worked, of course, with the Rat Pack because he was he lived at that time. He passed away earlier this month. I think, he died earlier this month at the age of 90. Another person who passed away, Charlie Murphy, who was the older brother of Eddie Murphy, the famous Eddie Murphy, of course. He was in a couple of Eddie Murphy's movies, not seen before. That was a Chris Rock film, but he was in Harlem Nights with Eddie Murphy. He played one of Eddie Murphy's associates in that short, that film, which was a classic film now, considering you have Eddie Murphy along with his late brother Charles Murphy and the late Red Fox and the late Richard Pryor and Robin Harris. So you had like a plethora of comic legends pretty much right there. Some of them we didn't even get to know that well, like Robin Harris and Charlie Murphy seemed to found his niche on the Chappelle Show, the short-lived Chappelle Show. We had all those true Hollywood stories when he talked about Rick James and definitely Prince, which I wanted to wanted to talk about, wanted to play on this show, on this broadcast, though, but I probably would have taken like about two-thirds of this whole broadcast. But I just wanted to bring that up. Charlie Murphy, he will be missed. He died recently after a bout with leukemia. He was 57 years old. And also two other famous people who passed away. Erin Moran, the actress Erin Moran, who portrayed Richie Cunningham's little sister, Joni Cunningham, played Ron Howard's little sister on Happy Days. She passed away this recently. She was also 57. Yes, she was also 57. Oh, 56. No, 56, excuse me. She was 56. Erin Moran, she died at age 56. Charlie Murphy died at age 57. We are losing so many of these gifted individuals, man, I tell you. Even, another person, Jonathan Demme, another legend. He has passed away also. He is best known as the Oscar-winning director of films like Silence of the Lambs and the movie Philadelphia, where Tom Hanks won his first Oscar for Best Actor. Matter of fact, Tom Hanks and Denzel Washington both acted in that film, too. He will be missed. He recently died. He died at the age of 73. I didn't know he was up in age, at that much. I thought he was at least 60-something. But he was 73 years old. So Don Rickles, Erin Moran, Charlie Murphy, Jonathan Demme, you will all be missed. Definitely will be missed, without a doubt. Also, I want to give rest in peace to also a couple of my classmates who passed away from Southwest High School. Mr. Kenny Rimes, he was 47. He was a classmate of mine, class of 87. He graduated with me. He was part of the marching band. He will be missed. And also Miss Janet Brage Solersch. She was 49 years old. She died a little over a month ago. She died back in March last month. She was a graduate of Southwest High School, class of 85, not 87, 85. She graduated before I did. And she also went to UJ just like I did. She was a classmate of both Southwest and University of Georgia. But they too will be missed too as well. I don't mean to be a glummy Gus, but there's just so many things that I wanted to talk about. I wanted to talk about the riots, and I hope I did some justice. I mean, at least for a 30-minute show. I hope we've grown a lot, though, even though we still got a lot more to do, because we still have a whole lot of other uprisings that's been going on right now since we had a new American president. I mean, it seemed to have been like a march or a rally or something almost every week. And it's hard to believe, and this is just the first 100 days, well, 101st day, 101 days since Donald Trump has become president. But as I said, there are going to be some improvements soon. Hopefully we'll have a longer time period. Hopefully get it up to an hour long or maybe even 2 hours long. Who knows? That's going to be one of the things in our wish list that we're going to hope to improve, not only to have more broadcasts, but also have longer broadcasts. We'll be able to get in touch with other people. If you want to make a call line. And matter of fact, if you have some topics that you want to talk about on the It's Marvelous Radio Show, contact us through our Facebook page, which is called the It's Marvelous Radio Show, Marvelous with two L's, or you can email us at itsmarvelousradioshow@gmail.com. Be sure to let us know what you're thinking and what you're talking about, and I hope you get to check us out even further. Matter of fact, I want to go play this. I want to go ahead and play an updated trailer of my film, Eat, Chips, and Die, which I'm still working on, and which will soon to come out very, very soon, hopefully this year, by the end of the year.
Whole neighborhood walk to Kroger, so everybody in the neighborhood walk has to choose that.
Okay. And they didn't have any bad words to say about them?
Never heard anybody say anything negative about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if anybody said anything negative about it, it wasn't in my hearing.
Okay.
Many centuries ago, the ancient Mayans had predicted that the world would end on December 21st, 2012. Although the world is still spinning, the date marked the end of one of the lives of Macon's own, Sammy Davis Jr. When his death was first reported on the local news, it said that he had a warrant, but later found out from the online news program The Morning Roast, a person from the police department said that there was no warrant at all.
Kind of a warrant. Even that in case, in fact, spelled to me that there was something fishy when they said some kind of a warrant. What is the some kind of a warrant? There was no warrant, folks. There was none whatsoever.
Jubal Cage should have been up there with Trayvon Martin, Eric Garner, and all these other people. What disappointed me about the city in which we live, we want to protest and rally when something happened out of town. And that's cool. But when it happened right here in our city, when a man was murdered in cold blood, where was the people? Where was the pastors?
Mm-hmm.
Where were they? But you want to have something at your church about somebody that lived 160 to 200 miles away? Where were your voices when Sammy Davis Jr. was murdered right here in Macon, Georgia, in our own backyard?
Nearly 100 people rallied outside Macon City Hall today, calling for Officer Clayton Sutton to be arrested after police say he shot and killed Sammy Davis Jr. outside of Kroger just a week ago.
Some people are even comparing Davis to Trayvon Martin.
So if there wasn't a warrant, why was Jimbo confronted in the first place? Why did Jimbo have to die? And could his death have been prevented? These are just a handful of many questions that deserve to be answered in my directorial feature film debut, my documentary, Eat, Chips, and Die.
Don't let this be about black and white. Let this be about right and wrong.
And that was it, ladies and gentlemen. That was the updated version of the updated trailer of my film Eat, Chips, and Die. Be sure to check it out when it arrives in theaters sometime very, very soon. I just want you to, on behalf of Marvell Ivory, who is the namesake of this program, I want to say thank you for everyone listening to me on this 25th anniversary of the L.A. Uprising. Almost forgot. I just want to give a happy birthday shout-out to my buddy, to my classmate of mine from years and years ago, Mr. Brent Lamford. Happy birthday to you. Hope you have a wonderful birthday to you. Yes. And hope you have a wonderful birthday and a wonderful weekend. I hope you too will have, everyone else listening will have a wonderful weekend, well, remainder of a weekend. It's now a little after 7 p.m. We're at the end of this show and program, and we hope to see you soon. When will our next broadcast be? God only knows. Well, anyway, hope you'll stay tuned and check your social media outlets to see when we're going to be, when you'll be able to see, well, not see, we'll listen to our upcoming broadcast. Actually, that's not a bad idea. We probably might be able to see, just like have it like stream live on YouTube, hopefully. Hopefully be able to have a simulcast of the Esmeralda's Radio Show on both Blog Talk Radio and YouTube or Ustream or Daily Motion, whichever one is better compatible with us. But aside from that, I hope you have a wonderful, not only wonderful, a marvelous Sunday, everybody. This is the D-Man, the Derek Barrett guy, DB. This is Derek here, wishing you a wonderful and a marvelous Sunday. Take care of yourselves. And just like the late Rodney King says, let's all get along. Let's all of us get along. Take care, everyone. Take care. In state marvelous.